It's time for the Warrior Way podcast, brought to you by Winona State Athletics and Layton Media, hosted by Liam Stats.
Welcome to another episode of the Warrior Way. We have two great guests on today. It's our first time back, by the way, in quite a long time. It's been a couple of weeks since we had an episode. We've got Alyssa Wolfel and Bryn Elson-Peter from the Winona State Warriors softball team. Welcome on, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Now, we were talking a little bit about it before the show started. Not very knowledgeable about softball. So collegiate, high school, I saw that you guys play for travel ball teams too. Did not know that that existed for at the softball level. I mean, not to like, through high school, all that stuff. I knew that, obviously in the little league stuff, obviously there's like little travel ball teams, but I did not know that it was for so long. So if you guys just want to kind of tell me about the travel ball situation.
I'll go first.
Yeah. My travel ball situation's kind of complicated. So I started at Fondy Fusion, which was actually a smaller program. And then I ended up getting told that I needed to go a little bit bigger if I wanted to be recruited. And so I ended up going to Bats out of Milwaukee, to that inevitably folding and then turning into Velocity. And I was really late to the recruiting situation. So I actually met someone through that who basically just helped me just get recruited.
Yeah. I mean, mine's pretty similar. I played for the same club team my whole travel ball career, starter softball, which is now Catalyst softball, but still the same thing. But that program is completely owned by former college athletes, so they were super helpful in like the recruiting process.
And I feel like that's a good perspective to have, former college athlete, they kind of know what recruiting is like. How did they kind of prepare you for like the NIL and transfer portal era? Did they really touch on that at all, or is it something you guys just kind of were thrown into?
For the coaches I had, that wasn't as big of a thing. Like the transfer portal and NIL is so much bigger than it ever has been. So mine weren't as knowledgeable about that. I mean, they helped as much as they could and everything, but no, mine were, I think, just as kind of confused and thrown into it as I was, so.
Yeah, I didn't even know about NIL or transferring until I got, I didn't even know about how to get recruited, honestly. So I was terrible at emailing coaches and whatnot, so kind of going to state in high school actually got me a lot of exposure, and coach ended up seeing me there.
Okay. With you guys coming into this new era of NIL and transfer portals, how have you seen that affect you guys kind of at the Division II level? I know that you played for Central Michigan before you came here to Winona State. So how did that kind of affect, your decisions throughout your collegiate career so far?
I guess you start.
Yes, I did
transfer here. Last year was my first year here. I came from Central Michigan. I would say I never thought of the transfer portal until I decided I needed to use it. Like, it was never something that I even thought I would do. So grateful that it brought me here and everything. But I would just say, we have 11 newcomers this year, five or six of them are transfers. So, there's definitely, it has become a big thing, and it's been super, super helpful. And it's just another way, I think, to get players to a program that they're more welcomed at, and just to play for a coach that is much more interested in who you are and is a lot more just respectful of who you are as a human being. So it's been super cool.
We're going to kind of circle around to that, because it seems like you had a lot of decisions that you put into going into the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. But, just to, you have anything to add on kind of in that
Not
case?
Not really. I mean, being on the other side of it, it's always nice to give grace and just kind of be prepared and kind of just open arms for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, we'll circle back to it. Mm-hmm. So seems like you had some issues with Central Michigan. You don't have to go into them, obviously, if you don't feel comfortable doing that. I'm not going to push that a line of questioning, yeah. But seems like that's not a place that you felt like you fit in very well at.
Yeah, for sure. No, I have so much respect for my teammates and everybody there. Like, there is no bad blood by any means, but just somewhere that I just wasn't super comfortable in, did not feel like I could be the best softball player that I could be. I was also very far from home. it's about 11 hours. So that was just a lot too, and being so far from my family and stuff. So it was just a good change to be a little bit closer.
So kind of how did you find Winona State then? You know, how did that come about?
Actually, I was not even considering coming to Winona State when I entered the portal. It wasn't even on my mind. But Coach Jones emailed me, like, saw my name in the portal and reached out. So, and then I was just like, yeah, sure, I'll come visit and check it out. And then ended up being like, yeah, I think this is where I want to come. So kind of just out of the blue, but worked out.
Cool. Well. Yeah, that's really interesting. And I mean, you've been here throughout your entire career. Was there ever a moment that you were kind of thinking of potentially leaving, or has it just been Winona State the entire way?
Oh, I definitely haven't really. It's crossed my mind because it's there, but obviously never. I've never even considered, like, no, my life somewhere else would never be as good as it is here. And I think reminding myself that is very important because Coach cares so much and these girls care so much and he's so good at creating a culture. Like, that's a big part of our team as well, which is very important. And I can't ask for anything else, honestly.
I had a chance to talk with Coach Jones on one of these episodes a while back. He's very high energy.
You know? Yes. I
was not expecting that. So we're talking, but he just comes in, he's got so much energy, and I'm like, holy moly, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Were you here only an hour?
I think we took about 40 minutes. We used all of those 40 minutes, too. So, yeah. So, you know, with him being, you know, that type of person, have you seen that kind of affect the way that he coaches you?
I mean, yeah, he brings it out in everybody. I think we all recognize, like, that's the standard, and kind of he sets that for us, and he does it just as much as he asks for it. And I think it makes it a lot more fun. It's a lot more fun to practice every day and be around everybody, and just that high energy makes you want to show up a little bit more.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's an underrepresented facet of coaching. You know, you can be a very sharp mind, you can be a very good, like, you know, thinking coach, you can have all of the skills and all that stuff, but if you don't have the energy behind it, your players still aren't going to buy into it. Right.
Yeah. And I think kind of like how you said, like, the sharp mind and all that, like, he has all that too, which is so awesome.
Yes, right.
Like, he also has got that part of coaching down, so it's like so much easier to just buy in and just have so much more of a respect for him when he also brings kind of just the energy and enthusiasm part to it.
Nice. That's really cool. That's really cool to hear, because I've heard nightmares, you know, I hear nightmare stories from my friends who went on to play collegiate athletics, and they're like, yeah, this sucks and stuff like that. So in a way, it is kind of fortunate that the transfer portal did eventually roll around, because it does give them a little bit easier of an out if they're just not fleshing well. I think at the Division II and Division III level, that is utilized in a much different way than Division I level, you know, where there's a lot of NIL. Speaking of NIL, have you guys seen NIL kind of affect Division II that much, or is it just kind of been same pace?
I would say maybe a little bit. I mean, every once in a while you have chances. You get out of it what you put into it. I would say, like, if you want sponsorships and money and branding, you can put the effort in and do that. But I've seen a lot of it D1, but not as much D2, especially here, just because we don't have as much money access to us.
Yeah, we have a few teammates who are like bubbler. What's the word I'm looking for?
Like
ambassador.
Yeah.
And like stuff like that, but very minimal, I would say. Yeah. So, yeah.
Bubbler gets to everybody.
Yeah, like, they do. Especially up here. Yeah, for real.
No, like when I graduated from Stevens Point, so a lot of my friends who were on athletic teams, it's instantly the one that
right.
all went. Yeah. But it was just simply because it's like, hey, you take a photo of it, and then there you go. You're an ambassador.
Yeah.
So it's like,
exactly.
Why not, right?
Right.
Yeah. Shifting gears here a little bit, you kind of focus on the collegiate, you know, the student part of student athlete. What kind of were you looking for? I know that you committed to Winona State out of high school, and you kind of you transferred, right? Mm-hmm. So what drew you to kind of the scholar side of it, you know, like the classes, the classroom environment? What kind of drew you to the campus?
I really liked how close everything was, and the sizes of the classes were everything from like you could have a lecture with 200 people to you could have a lecture with 20 people. And I really liked that because it kind of showed me that professors were probably going to be a little more like understanding of my schedule and what I needed to do through softball.
Yeah, I would say mine's the opposite. I came from, so my major before I transferred here was communication sciences and disorders, which we do not have at Winona State. So Justin was really, really awesome. And I worked really closely
shout out to Justin.
He rocks. He saves my life every day. But no, he's our athletic academic advisor. And he worked really closely with me to be like, we want to figure out how this can work for you academically, even when we don't have that major. And they did help me figure that out, and I'm still able to go to grad school for what I want to do and all the things. So I would say mine was definitely a little bit rockier, and that was where I was most hesitant because I was like, softball is great, and obviously it is so fun, and I do want to play it, but ultimately I have a career goal and all these things. So
yeah. So what kind of did they figure out for you then? Are you taking kind of like base classes that you could ultimately push towards them, or have you decided?
So I'm a individualized studies major, so I just pick whatever classes I want, kind of, and like gear them towards what I want to do. So I'm going to grad school for speech pathology next fall. So a lot of my classes are like special education and like children development and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Yes. So if it's not like the full major, you're still, you know, taking classes from other majors and other, you know, gen eds and stuff like that, and kind of molding it into something you could push towards, you know, grad school.
Yep. And then I'm also dual enrolled in Mankato State.
Really?
Yes. And completing their post-baccalaureate program for communication sciences, because I needed certain classes to apply for grad school.
So like the dead of night, do you like go over to Mankato State and play softball for them too?
Oh, I'm in only online classes. I would never play softball for them. I'm sorry. Horns down.
Wow. That's also what I've seen is that I think is so Mankato course. Is like the big rivalry then for Winona.
Oh, and Augie. Yeah.
Them a little and bit Augie. Of both.
That's so cool.
I don't know if they know, but we know.
I was talking with players from the men's basketball team, and they said the same thing. It's like they hate Mankato.
Yeah.
Like
they love playing
them, but it's like we hate them. You know,
yes, for sure.
Hate losing to them.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Is it Sting a little bit then?
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh, more than Sting.
I'll expand on that. We're like, why?
Oh, I don't know. It's just like I've always been so competitive too, and I need to beat whoever I need to be.
Seems like a lot of the people I've had on, you know, they have a lot of competitive fire to them.
I
was talking with Delaney Meyer, the women's basketball head coach. She said the same thing. It's like, you know, they are very competitive. You know, very competitive. We want to compete. We want to be able to do all of this stuff. So, is that something that was instilled with you, or is it just something that you just kind of discovered?
Oh yeah, I can't go out and play like street basketball and it just be street basketball. there's definitely going to be some harshness in the game, but I got that from my dad and my family, and we love it. It's a little friendly banter, but yeah.
I would agree. I mean, always gets a little heightened when you play Kato and Augie. I mean, I gotta say, but I don't know.
Why not? I mean, it's something that'll stick with you kind of throughout your professional careers, you know, no matter what you decide to do, you know, post-collegiate. So we you know, touched on what you're looking for. So you got any grad schools in mind kind of right now? Or
yeah, I'm actually going to attend St. Cloud State next year.
Really? Yes. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good part of the state. Hockey up there is incredible. I'm a hockey nut, so I do suggest you go out and watch the hockey team. They're really cool. So their head coach actually just got poached by the Golden Gophers to be their new men's head coach. So hockey, man, it's awesome. Well, for you, you know, where do you decide? What's your major?
Oh, I've had a complicated go around. I came in and I was exercise science. Decided, I don't really know if there's anything that I'd be interested in coming out of that. And then I always knew I kind of wanted to be health. So then I went public health nutrition. And then I just kind of, we had a panel where in one of my classes where a bunch of people with that major came in. And I was just like, oh, wow, I just really, none of that sounds interesting to me. So then I was like, well, maybe one day I can do my own route and kind of figure out where I want to go from there. So I generally went, changed last year and went to marketing. So now I'm just, yeah, not health anymore, but that doesn't mean I can't do something later on. I'm just kind of still trying to figure out which direction, because there's just so many things I feel like I would be good in, and it's just hard.
College is the time to figure all that out, right? That's why I don't think people recognize you got a lot of time to figure that out.
Yes.
I didn't decide a major until my sophomore year. I was completely undecided, just picking whatever I wanted to study, right? So, the fact that you're, you know, changing so much, I don't think, you know, people might look at that and go, well, what are you doing? But I think that it just means you like what you like, right? You want to be educated. And I think that's the most important part about it, is you're not just skimping on that side of, you know, being a student athlete. You're making an honest effort to be educated, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Plans for after a playing career? Do you want to keep playing, or what is it? Kind of, what do you envision yourself kind of doing?
Well, if you couldn't tell, I don't know. I mean, I'm honestly rolling with the punches, whatever comes my way. Kind of, I'm currently looking for an internship for the summer, kind of thing. But whatever rolls my way, I'm definitely open to everything. I don't know if softball will be in my future after college, but I definitely would love to end on a high here too. So,
I'm going to grad school for 2 more years, and then hopefully be a pediatric speech pathologist.
What does that kind of look like?
Many different things. It's like very broad path, but kind of just like helping children with like speech disorders, sound disorders, stuttering, that kind of thing, or in a medical setting, like feeding and swallowing, stuff like that. And then there's also like adult, like cognitive therapy with like dementia or stroke patients. So there's many different avenues.
Wow.
Not sure which one I want to do yet.
Did not realize that there it was that wide.
There's lots. So hopefully figure out which one in grad school.
Okay. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Shifting gears here one final time. I'm going to focus on the season now. You guys are 25-4.
Oh yeah.
That's nuts. Undefeated in conference. We're knock on wood.
Yeah.
There we go. We don't jinx anything. 8-game win streak. You guys are rolling right now. What's going on?
We're just having fun, bonding through it. Honestly, just living life every day. I think our heads are down. We know what we want. We are capable of it. And I mean, knowing that you're capable of it kind of is the whole piece that you need. A lot of teams miss sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we had we played some really tough teams preseason that really prepared us for the NSIC, and how grueling that can be, just the amount of games you play and everything. So I just think we're very prepared and ready to just keep winning.
Yeah, you guys almost beat, at the time, number 11, University of Indianapolis. That was a 2-1 game. Did you guys played in that game?
Oh, yeah.
Can you give me a kind of a little bit of a rundown from that game then?
Oh, man. I mean, I think that game was just a pitcher's duel at its finest.
Yeah.
Like, I believe Jada threw for us. Yeah, Jada threw that game for us. I mean, she threw really well. We couldn't support her enough on the offensive side, but they had a great pitcher, too, and it was just kind of back and forth for a while, just trying to push a run in, but
Well, I mean, anytime you can get that close with, you know, a top 15 team in the nation, I think it's a win, I would say. You know, like you said, you faced a lot of really good talent before we started NSAC play. You guys are currently undefeated inside the conference. Pretty good weekend against Jamestown, which they're new to the NSAC conference. So you guys gave them a nice welcome, I guess.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
They aren't bad, though. They definitely have good pitching, and they're going to be able to cause some ruckus in the conference, I think, this year.
How good is the NSAC in softball?
I mean, I would say I don't know. Like, we're definitely very good, I would say. Very good competition. Anyone can be beaten at any time. Definitely can't get complacent. All those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think each team in the NSIC knows that. Like, you got to show up every day. There's really no day off, and you just got to put your head down and keep winning, because somebody will come up and beat you if you take a day off.
Yeah. Well, with you, you know, coming from outside the conference and then you coming in as a junior, or you would have been in your junior year that you came in, right? Yeah. What's the biggest transition that you saw kind of from Central Michigan to the NSIC?
I think I would say like the competitiveness of the conference. I mean, yeah, we definitely, there's competitive conference over there for sure too, but I think just kind of, it feels like it just like goes a little deeper and it stings a little harder over here. I don't know what it is, but it's just kind of like, I don't want to say more personal because that's not the right word,
but kind of. We're a little more centralized, like in the same area.
That's for sure. Yes, that's a good way to put it. Like a lot more spread out over there and like a lot more centralized. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like I know a lot of people on the other teams that like I grew up playing travel with and stuff like that. So that's always kind of just like an added little fun thing. Like, want to beat them because I know them.
Because I know them, right? You know? It's a like personal rivalry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would just say like, yeah, the competitiveness is definitely up a notch for sure.
Cool. We'll focus on the season here in a second, but I just came up with a question that I forgot I asked everybody, but I want to ask you guys. The worst drive to make in the conference.
Oh,
what is it?
This weekend.
This weekend, Minot, North Dakota. Oh.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That one's brutal, that one's and it's sad. Just so boring. There's just nothing to look at.
But once you get after a certain west at a certain point, it's just flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that's just North go Dakota. On a little hill, and you can see the whole state.
I used to live in Crookston, so
oh, really?
Yeah, that was my first job out of college.
Wow.
So I kind of really didn't realize how what that was like I lived out there, and I'm like, wow, okay. They close down parts of their highway in the wintertime because there isn't a highway anymore. It's just snow just as far snow, as the eye can see.
There's nothing to block it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good. Best of luck against Minot State.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I guess you should have realized, you know, with that being just so far west and with North Dakota is a pretty state. But if you're there for like, it's, you know, you got to be there for like, 2 days, right? You're just looking at the state and then you go home. You're flying. You're not driving through it.
Yeah.
And we're coming kind of down to the end of the season. Well, I shouldn't say end of the season here. We still got quite a while. May 3rd, I think, is when you guys wrap up the season and then you're into the NSIC tournament. So you guys already kind of looking ahead to that right now, or are you just kind of one day at a time seeing what happens?
I'd say right now for me individually, it's kind of one game at a time, kind of like see what I can do. Like, how can I contribute this game one game at a time? Like, not, I mean, I can't look too far ahead because otherwise that just makes it a mental game. But yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I have a little bit different perspective on that. Like, it's my last year, so don't want to look too far ahead and get it gone too quick, because definitely going to be a mess when it's all over. But so
that's, I think, the hardest. But I had a friend in college, and that's what she, that was her final project, you know, with us being mass communication. She, you know, wanted to study kind of the effect. She made a little documentary about it, about college athletes preparing kind of what for many is the end of their career. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's something that the average viewer does not realize is that for a lot of people who play collegiate athletics, they don't have anything after that. You know, there isn't a league that they go to. They just
all at once, it just ends.
Just kind of ends on a random Saturday sometime, right? So
exactly.
I think it goes to show, though, that you guys care a lot about it. You know, this has been a part of your lives, and the fact that you're not even, don't even want to think about it, I think, just kind of shows what the where it is in your heart and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any other questions, really. If you guys have anything else that you want to highlight, ask me about, you know, kind of highlight about the season. I mean, now's the time, you know.
Not really. No, I mean,
I don't think so.
That covered a lot of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have had your home opener yet?
No. Well, technically, this was supposed to be our home opener this last weekend, but the weather, obviously, having over 13 inches of snow probably didn't help that situation.
You guys could just plow it off the field.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, if we had turf, then that would work, but
yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, I don't think we're home until April.
Yeah, we only have like
beginning of April.
Or three home weekends this year. Yeah, not many.
We have quite the away schedule. Not many this year.
So it looks
hopefully
like
some site reversals. Yeah, maybe.
April 11th versus Wayne State.
Yeah.
Well. April 11th, get out there and support. It's a very pretty backdrop. It's right there on the lake, right? Yeah.
Beautiful. Come out.
Yeah, you see Sugarloaf in the background. It's nice. Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you guys for coming on. This I really appreciate it. You guys were awesome. Thank you. Have you ever done anything kind of like this before?
No.
Really?
No.
That's awesome. You guys are naturals at it. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on the Warrior Way. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Warrior Way podcast, brought to you by Winona State Athletics and Layton Media. Tune in next time for more exciting WSU sports talk and news.